We're going to reach into our inbox now and read from your comments about our program.
Quite a few of you, it turns out, are nostalgic about the IBM Model M keyboard, the last keyboard that was made to feel like a typewriter. On Friday, we aired a story about a former IBM engineer who's still making Model M's at a tiny plant in Lexington, Kentucky. Neil Myskins told us the secret is putting a spring under each key.
We manually insert the magic, if you will, and that is a what we call a pivot plate assembly. This is the buckling spring.
Magic indeed to Ethan Seacott of Portland, Maine. Thank you, he writes. I'm in my early 30s, and the loss of my Model M led to 3 months of searching and much gnashing of teeth. He goes on, fight the good fight, full key travel, and death to mushiness. And we assume that all of you keyboard aficionados out there know what he's talking about.
Chris Diekman of Pleasantville, New York, also wrote in about the Model M. I do remember with fondness the clacky IBM keyboard, he tells us. Mac users will remember with similar fondness the Apple Extended keyboard. I still have mine hooked up via an adapter to my sleek flat-panel iMac. I have gladly sacrificed a precious USB port to plug in this old veteran.
Well, now to obscure passions of another sort. Last Friday, I chatted with sports writer Stefan Fatsis about the Super Bowl and about another big matchup.
The big game, Robert, is of course, the World Team Handball Championship final on Sunday in Zagreb, Croatia.
Well, listener Boris Herzeg of Pflugerville, Texas, was just as excited about it. He writes this. You've made the heart of every handball enthusiast in this country flutter with excitement and pride. Herzeg continues, it is my hope that coverage like yours will finally generate the excitement and support that this sport so deserves.
And in case you're wondering about the outcome of yesterday's championship game, France beat Croatia 24-19.
Well, finally, to my interview with violinist Anna-Sophie Mutter, who has just released a new CD of Mendelssohn. Tomorrow marks the 200th anniversary of the composer's birth. Listener Jack Shepard left this comment on our website. Enjoyed the interview with Anna-Sophie Mutter and the marvelous music. I have never heard Mendelssohn played and interpreted with such enthusiasm, love, and respect. He concludes, there are so many problems in today's world and so much angst. This was a real bright spot on the way home.
Please let us know if something on our program brightens or darkens your day. Write to us by going to npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the top of the page. And don't forget to tell us where you're from and how you pronounce your name.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.